Women's sports all the rage now with the women's soccer team in the World Cup. WNBA All-Star Game. Of course, you have Venus and Serena Williams. LPGA. The only problem is men are the primary demographic for sporting events as far as advertisers are concerned. And when a man is watching a female sporting event, a predominantly female sporting event, they're doing it for one of several reasons. They're doing it because they have a daughter and they want to spend quality time with their young girl and show the young girl that there's female role models. They're following a sport or an athlete, female athlete, because they have a connection with that particular athlete because of where they went to school or where the athlete's from, if they're from their hometown or their home state, or in the case of the Women's World Cup soccer, the home country. But unfortunately, there's something that's not going to go away, and I don't know why women's sports haven't embraced it more. They have a little bit over time, but they need to fully embrace it a little bit more, where I had to say it as a chauvinist. I'm not really a chauvinist, but it sounds chauvinistic for me to say this. One of the main reasons why I watch women's sports, and one of the things that, what's the word I'm looking for? One of the things that drives me to root for a particular person or a particular team over another person or team in female athletics is the attractiveness of the competitors. I hate to say it, but I posted on my Twitter, and I was half kidding when I said that I was rooting for the U.S. in the World Cup soccer championship over Japan, even though the Japanese team had better-looking players. Now, bear with me here. If you're watching the WNBA, the first thing you're going to watch for is, okay, which team has the better-looking players? And which are the better-looking players? Rebecca Lobo was pretty. She's really tall, but she's pretty. You got to think that has something to do with her popularity within the league, as far as men are concerned. We're not talking about women fans. We're talking about men fans. We're talking about the psyche of the average male that watches sports. And we can't assume that the quality of play is better. Because if there's a male version of the same sport, obviously they're the better athletes. So we're watching the women's part of it, either for the attachment based on geography, or its physical attraction. There's no other way to say it. The most popular tennis player right now is Maria Sharapova. And why do you think that is? I don't think it's because she's Russian. LPGA. You look at, okay, leaderboard. They must be the best golfers. What do they look like? Let me see the pictures. I'm going to root for the pretty one. It's sad, but it's true. I hate to say it, but it's true.